Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hi, this is Phil, and I'm going to share with you from Mark chapter 3, verses 13 to 35. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 and designated them apostles, that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder; Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to him, take charge of him, for they said, "He's out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub. By the prince of demons he drives out demons." So Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions until he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying he has an evil spirit. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my brother, my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my brother and my mother. Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." It's interesting to reflect on why Jesus designates the 12 as apostles. The Bible gives three reasons. One says stay, and the others say then go. The first is that they should have time with him and learn from him. The second and third are to be sent out to preach and to have authority to cast out demons. As you might expect, the first takes some time of training before they're sent out to do these things. They need to watch what he does and listen to what he tells them and be able to ask him questions. They also need to understand both their need and privilege to closely follow Jesus. That becomes difficult when the religious authorities get it wrong and try to rein Jesus back under their control. Even Jesus' family think he's way off track. But when Jesus is presented with a choice about who should be followed, he responds with a simple clarity: "Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." So, how do we know what God's will is for us? Now, that's a question that deserves some earnest thought. Let's pray. Lord, our lives are filled with many decisions, and some seem like really small ones, and some impossibly big. Sometimes it gets hard to see just what your will is for us. We have our own likes and dislikes that affect our thinking. But we pray that you would guide us with your Spirit to sense what your will for us is in all our decisions. And then give us grace to do your will, even if it's difficult. Forgive us when we fail to do your will, and bless us when we accomplish it. Amen.